Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is currently November 23rd, Monday. It's 1:38 p.m. I don't know why I'm giving you all these fucking extra things. Like, it's sunny out. You guys want to know the weather, too? I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but whatever. I'm a fucking idiot. But anyway, yesterday was the AMAs, which I didn't watch because Monday Night Football was on. But I saw a bunch of shit on Twitter because obviously everyone's like live tweeting it and stuff. I did see a picture of One Direction on like the red carpet, and wow. First of all, I tweeted it, you know, thinking it was safe, but it's not safe because the fangirls are watching. I don't even know how they find me, but they do. But so anyway, One Direction's on like the red carpet, and like three of these dudes are wearing suits. They look great. And then Harry Styles is I don't know what this guy's wearing, all right? It's like a floral pattern jacket and pants that are like identical, and the pants are like bell bottoms. So I was like, what the fuck is this kid wearing, right? Fully aware that I know nothing about fashion, right? This could be the coolest suit on earth, but to me, I'm like, that looks fucking weird. So I screenshot the picture, posted it, and I said, I didn't even go crazy. I didn't, you know, go in. All I said was, I have questions, right? I said, I have questions. And then the fangirls found me. I don't know how, but they went fucking crazy. It was funny because they're all like, who are you? Irrelevant. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, like, since I said I have questions, a lot of people were like, I have a question. Who the fuck are you? It was great. Oh, man. It's good. Someone said, Joe, don't do this to me. I was starting to like you. Oh, man. Don't make me fight you. Fucking 11-year-old girl wants to fight me somewhere. Oh, my God. I would totally win that fight, too, because you're 11. You know? No way you could win that one. But I'm laughing at myself. I'm going fucking crazy. It's insane. But a lot of people were tweeting some shit. There was a one tweet that I retweeted. I can't find it now for some reason. I'm looking for it. But this one girl, I had to retweet it because it was hilarious. Hold on, let me look at my phone. And it's gone. It's not there. But she said something like, is your question, why do they look so good? And why does Harry slay your existence and you'll never look as good as them? And I was like, how the fuck would that be my question? My question's pretty obvious. My question is, what the fuck is this kid wearing? You know what I mean? But I didn't say anything more than that because I already knew how that was going to go. One time I tweeted about Beyonce. I said that I haven't liked a Beyonce song since like 2007 or some shit. I said, but Love on Top is great, right? So that's all I said. I said I didn't like a Beyonce song since 2007, except Love on Top, which is a banger, by the way. But, like, I hated Drunk in Love and, like, that whole album. I didn't really like any of those songs. And that could have been because the radio beat the shit out of those songs, but I don't know. But I didn't like them. That's my personal opinion, you know? And these fucking Beehive accounts, Beehive, Bee Queen, Queen Bee is my baby, all these fucking Beyonce cunt, like, they always have crazy names. They were all tweeting me like, who the fuck are you? Like, you're an idiot. And then they were like going back into like 2010 and like finding these tweets like, oh, this song is great, you know? Or like, oh, no, it was the VMAs I think 4 years ago in like 2011, and I was like, Beyonce just killed it just now, that performance was amazing. And then people were like, you been a fan, bitch. And I was like, listen, it was a great performance. I'm sorry. But yeah, they're fucking whacked, man. These fangirls are out of control. And their logic is a little off. They're like, are you bullying right now? Because if you are, then you deserve to die and you're ugly and smell like shit and you're irrelevant. It's like, all right, well, you're kind of... That's counterproductive. It's also hypocritical what you're saying there, bud. But you can't say anything about any, which is kind of cool, I guess. Do you have these kids have an army online that are just ready to cyberbully at any point. That really makes me think about kids in school, because, like, it's funny to me because I'm a fucking grown man. But, yeah, so imagine, like, a kid in school who's, like, weird, right? It's just, like, he has a weird haircut. He's into, like, just, I don't know, just, what's a weird thing? Fucking some, I don't know, some, like, weird anime. Like, he's into, like, anime porn where, like, Marge Simpson's, like, fucking Peter Griffin. He's, like, into that, but, like, everyone knows it. And everyone makes fun of him. Can you imagine? Like, this kid goes home, and there's 20 Twitter accounts tweeting him, like, you're a fucking idiot and a fag and just, like, going crazy. You know? I understand why these kids are fucking... They are killing themselves. Like, a lot of them are, like, getting cyberbullied and, like, killing themselves. But Jesus Christ, these little girls, man. And they, you know what the worst part is? They hide behind a picture of, like, Kendall Jenner. Like, their profile picture is, like, a picture of a celebrity, like, an attractive celebrity, so that no one can see a picture of them and go, yeah, well, you're fucking ugly, too. You know? Because they're afraid of that. So they hide behind a celebrity. These fucking kids, man. Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, some kids just need to get punched right in the fucking face. That's it. Just get punched in the face, and then they'll stop tweeting bullshit. You know what I mean? This one girl, here's, I found another one. A girl, when I tweeted that picture of Harry Styles, she tweeted me, like, this article. And it was, actually, no, it was a Twitter account. And it was, like, all it tweeted was what Harry Styles was wearing that day. Don't ask how they know every single day what he's wearing, but they know what he's wearing. And they tweet what he's wearing and how much it costs. So, of course, I get this fucking thing. And then she's like, it's a $400 bow tie and it's Gucci. And I'm like, good for him, but he still looks fucking weird in it. You know what I mean? He paid $400. Well, he probably didn't pay for it, but he's wearing a $400 Gucci bow tie that's fucking weird looking to me. And that's, I don't know anything about fashion. I shop at fucking Models, you know? But it looks fucking weird. Looks dumb to me. So don't kill me. But yeah. As I mentioned, I wasn't watching the show, but I was on Twitter. And of course, everyone's tweeting about it, so I see a lot of shit. So I saw the video of Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth or Puth. And they were making out on stage, like, hard. Like, hard making out. Like the weird couple in high school, like, who were neck deep in each other's mouths. When you're, like, walking a science class, like, you're walking, you're like, oh, fucking chick, would you cut it out? They're, like, pressed up against the lockers, and the dude's, like, holding the girl's throat, and she's, like, holding his throat, like, it's, like, weird hard making out. You remember those couples? They were just, like, the weirdest people. Like, actually, the goth kids did that a lot. Remember the goth kids? They all wore, like, fishnet stockings on their arms, and, like... This is completely stereotyping, but they all wore, like, fishnet stockings on their arms. But they all were, like, really sexually active, I feel like. Like, they were, like, boning and, like, listening to Rage Against the Machine or whatever. I don't know. That's not even emo. I don't even know what emo is anymore. Like, Good Charlotte? I don't know. I had a Good Charlotte CD back in the day. I went through so many phases. It was so weird. I had a Good Charlotte CD, and I also had an S Club 7 CD. Complete opposite sides of the spectrum. Yeah, very weird. But yeah, anyway, back to Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. They sang a song together, that song, Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. So after the song was over, they just grab each other and just start full on making out hard for, like, no joke, 12 Mississippi. That long. One Mississippi, two, 12 Mississippi, just making out. And the cameras stayed on them. And people, it's funny because obviously they're in focus, but in the background, you could kind of see the audience. And a lot of them are, like, slow clapping, like how I was in my fucking living room. it was so weird because they, like, the crowd was, like, slow clapping and, like, not sure what was going on. And they were, like, slowly standing up. They're like, is this an ovation? Should we? And they were just kind of like, This is, okay. Are they done? I don't. And like slowly you could see like some people standing up and like a lot of people aren't smiling. Cause like, how weird is that? Why are you making out on stage after your performance for 12 Mississippi? And this kid was grabbing her. I saw a picture. He was grabbing her ass with like a death grip, like a gorilla grip. Like, you know, when some dudes, you know, on like those Twitter accounts, it's like, this is how you hug your girl. And it's like a guy grabbing the shit out of some girl's ass, but like in the middle, like not a cheek. Like he's got like a hand on the crack and like his middle finger and ring finger are like going underneath and touching a little bit of vag like that. He was doing that shit. Like, dude, are you kidding? Wait till you get backstage to fucking whatever. And I was watching today on the new some show. It was like a Good Morning America show with like these two corny white anchors who are just like, ooh, and J-Lo was shaking her booty last night. Booty. And they always try. All those people, they sound like fucking parents who are like trying to be cool and hip with their kids. And they sound so dumb, but he was like, oh, I would have shown the kiss. I would have said, hey, keep the camera on that kiss. Like, dude, you're fucking weird. But yeah, it was strange, man. I was watching the show and they were like reviewing the AMAs and I'm just like, this is so dumb. Like, clearly Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor did this as like a publicity stunt, which I don't even know why. Like, you guys are famous people and make bangers, you know what I mean? Like, that song Marvin Gaye, Get It On, and Get It On is a banger. Meghan Trainor, All About That Bass, banger. That other song she has right now, Love You Like I'm Gonna Lose You or some shit, that's a banger. Charlie Puth did fucking See You Again. The radio plays that every day, 400 times. So he's doing well. No need for this. You no need to be Madonna and Britney Spears making out on stage, holding a snake. Actually, I don't know if that was the same show, but, you know. But, yeah, dude, publicity stunts are so dumb. Like, oh, look at me. Look at us. Like, come on, man. You're already famous. Just let it go. Just be a person. What kind of person's like, I want to make out in front of thousands of people and also the whole nation that's watching? Like, how weird are you? Celebrities are weird, man. I really don't get their whole thing. So, dude, and internet celebrities are the worst. Oh, God, the worst. I hate internet kids. I hate them. They're so weird. They all tweet the weirdest shit. I love you. You guys are my everything. What? How? How? You never met them. They support you and they're, you know, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. But to, like, give these little girls false hope, that's a crime there. They're just like, I love you and you're my everything and all this shit. And then when I used to go to those shows, those meet and greets, and those kids would just, like, you know, run away from their fans and just stay up in their hotel room and do coke and shit. You guys don't know the real world. You only see what they want to show you. It's weird, man. I don't like it. Celebrities are weird. Famous people are so, like, self-centered. I'm pretty self-centered, but, like, I don't feel like it because I compare myself to those people. And they're just, forget it. I can't do that. My fans will think less of me. What is that? Are you going to let fucking other people dictate how you're going to live your life? You suck. Whatever. Also, at the AMAs, I saw that. I'm worried now. I'm really worried, guys. Because Nick Jonas wore a turtleneck. Which, that's two turtlenecks within a month, I think, right? So we got two turtlenecks within a month. Are they coming back? Because I'm terrified. Drake wore one in his Hotline Bling music video, right? Which, that song gives me nosebleeds. I swear to God, I can't listen to it anymore. The radio beats the shit out of it. I hate it. It's terrible. It was a good one. The first time I heard it, I was like, okay, I could kind of, all right. And then the radio was like, oh, I got it every song. I play it every song. I'm like, fuck this shit. It's terrible. But anyway, Nick Jonas wore a turtleneck And I pray to God that they don't come back, because I can't pull off a turtleneck. I'm not that kind of guy. I can't do that. I just look like a uncircumcised dick. Like a human dick. Uncircumcised. And I got facial hair now. Not now. I've had it. But like, I got facial hair and the sweater. I was just like a hairy, uncircumcised dick. You know what I mean? And I would have a hair flip. I have like that little, you know, fruity hair flip that I got going on. My haircut. I would have all types of shit. I can't wear a turtleneck. I can't do that. I don't even know where to get a turtleneck. JCPenney? I don't... Where do you get shit like that? Century 21? I don't fucking know. I'm not buying turtlenecks. I'm just on Twitter right now, just scrolling. Just talking shit about everything that I see. I'm pathetic. It's just wild. Donald Trump. Oh, if I got to see this guy again, I'm going to lose it. Anyway, Donald. Here we go. The headline. Donald Trump tweets racist fake statistic about black people and crime. Dude, how is this guy even a thought? Why are people still talking about it? I'm convinced this guy is a whole publicity stunt. Everything he's done has been like shock value. Like, he just wants to say shit that everyone's gonna go, oh, did he fucking say? What did he say? That's everything he said. You know? I feel like everyone who likes him has had sex with a first cousin. I don't know. I feel like that. I do. And I think that people are going to hate me in the comments right now. You don't know politics? We're going to make America great again? All right. I don't really know what that means. And no, I don't know politics at all, man. I know this guy's weird. I know that he talks real weird. I can't even do it. That was an awful. I'm going to erase that. That was a terrible impression. But this guy's, what does he tweet? USA crime statistics. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Yeah, I'm sure that's not fucking true. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. This is can't be true. This is so dumb. And it's like, what the fuck? This is the dumbest. Donald, whatever your fucking name is, Donald. You're a fucking idiot, dude. Also, shave your head. Let it go, all right? It's thinning. It looks ridiculous. Just do something else with it. That would be life-changing for that guy. You remember when Bieber cut his hair and, like, he wasn't rocking the mop top anymore? He got, like, an updo, and everyone was like, I don't even know this Justin anymore. You have a tattoo and an updo now? Dude, if Donald Trump changed his hairstyle, I feel like the world would shit itself. I might vote for him if he changed his hair. I'm going to tweet him and tell him that. But, like, yo, you're going to get one more vote if you just fucking cut that shit off. Just go bald and wear hats. Because it looks fucking dumb, man. I just talk shit. It's terrible. All I do is talk shit. I'm annoying. Oh, and I forgot about Bieber. First of all, Bieber is my guy. I like Bieber, man. People think I'm joking when I say that, but I'm dead serious. I actually do like Bieber. I liked him back in the day, like, a lot. I was like, yo, this kid's talented. He could sing, drum, dance, whatever the fuck he does. And people were like, oh, no, gay. And I was like, all right. But then when he started getting his whole swaggy, like, I'm swaggy, and he was throwing eggs at people, and he just thought he was mad cool. That shit was annoying, so I stopped fucking with him. But this new album is pretty fire, I gotta say. A lot of people think I'm joking. I'm dead serious. If you listen to it, it's good. I'm not gonna, like, you know, let the internet influence my opinion. I thought it was a good album. He performed yesterday. I looked up the video today, and I think it was Sorry that he did. Was like the last song of the show, I think. And it just started pouring rain on stage. And I was like, why is that? What is this? You know, why is that necessary? And it didn't make sense to me. And then my girlfriend goes, oh no, rain represents change. And I was like, what? She's like, he's washing away all his other persona and he's sorry. And I was like, all right, he could have just did the song and everyone would have, you know, Pouring Rain is a bit much. I mean, it was kind of cool, I guess. I've always dreamed about, you ever get in the shower and like hear a song? Because like I always have music playing in the shower. If you don't have music playing while you shower, you're kind of a serial killer and a communist and a piece of shit. So have music playing, okay? Yeah, so you ever like have music playing while you're in the shower and pretend you're performing the song? Like it's your song and you're performing it, but in the pouring rain, which is the shower. Am I the only one who does that shit? I can't be the only one who performs songs in the rain in the shower. You know what I mean? I also have fake arguments. I put that in a video once, like on a limb. I was like, I hope people relate to this. But whenever I'm in the shower, I plan out arguments, like an argument I know I'm going to have with someone. Like if I'm going to have an argument with my sister or something, I will pretend to have the argument in the shower and and just do the whole thing. Like I'll do her part too. Of what she'll say, and then I'll say what I'll say back, and I just rehearse the whole thing. But so by the time that it actually happens, it's a smooth argument. There's no breaks, there's no thinking. It's just I have all the answers. And I don't know if I'm the only one who does that, but if you don't do it, you should, because it's a good fucking strategy. You'd be prepared for fights. You won't stumble. You won't trip up on your words. What else do I do in the shower? Someone asked me if I ever jerked off in the shower, which obviously, what else am I going to do in there? Wash? Yeah. You know how long it takes for a guy to wash? Fucking 7 minutes. Maybe. Dude, wash the dick, ass, and then like put soap on your arms and armpits and then shampoo your hair. What the fuck else are you going to do? Use conditioner? Who does that shit? There's people who are using conditioner. What the hell? What is conditioner? What does it do? I used it once and it just made me feel like I put like grease in my hair and it doesn't come out. I don't like that shit. I use shampoo and that's all. I don't rinse and repeat because that's a myth. They just want you to buy more shampoo. Anyway, Thanksgiving's coming up. I can't wait for that shit. Just sit, watch football, and just eat a ton of food. It's gross. It's gonna be sick. And then we got Black Friday. What a dumb thing Black Friday is. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Old Navy is going to get people fucking murdered. Did you see that their new like promotion that they're doing? On Black Friday, you could win $1 million for standing in line at Old Navy, which is like a smart idea, like cuz people are going to line up just to try and win $1 million, but they're going to shop at the store cuz they're standing in line. But what a fucking... Are you trying to get people killed? First of all, it's Black Friday, which people turn into animals. The doors open at fucking Walmart, and all of a sudden people are going to snap someone's neck for a fucking 12-inch TV. The fuck is going on? Like, why? Black Friday is the dumbest thing. And also, you know Cyber Monday? It's the same thing except from the comfort of your home. Why am I going to go outside at fucking 2 a.m. or whatever it is and just wait outside with a bunch of psycho animals and then wait to get inside so I can get like pants that are 60% off? Who gives a shit? Do you really care about pants that much? Or you want to get, I don't even know, like a silverware? The fuck? Just wait till Cyber Monday. Do people not know about that? Dude, Cyber Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, obviously. All these sites have crazy deals. It's crazy. It's great. I go on Cyber Monday, I spend like $1,000 and I get packages for like a month. Like $1,000 every year, Cyber Monday, not $1,000. I'm fucking lying. But like you spend like $400 and then you get packages for like a whole month. You get new shit every day. You're like, oh, it's Christmas again. Well, not again. Before Christmas. But, yeah, just do Cyber Monday. Black Friday? The fuck's going on? Every year you see someone dies on Black Friday. Are you fucking kidding me? How do you trample a person? How do you kill a person with your feet? Because you want fucking a toaster for $20. Oh, a steal. Now I can make toast. You killed a person for your toast. Every time you toast bread, just remember, you fucking murdered someone for your toast. You idiot. Black Friday is so dumb. I don't support it. I don't do it. But yeah, fucking Old Navy. Now, Old Navy's going to have people line up at their store, right? And then they're going to give away $1 million to one person. Dude, what's going to happen to that person? Fucking murder. Beat the shit out of them. They're going to go crazy. And what a bad idea that is. These psychos. I feel bad for anyone that works retail in general because you have to deal with these idiots. Also, like, I'm an idiot. Like, when I go into stores and I go to buy shirts or whatever and I take one off the rack, it's, like, perfectly folded. I don't even know how to fold clothes that well. Like, they fold them and they're all, like, precise. It's crazy. So I take them off and I hold it up. I'm like, no, this one's too small. And then I half shitty fold it and just, like, put it back and it looks like garbage, but I just leave it because I'm a piece of shit, right? So these people have to walk around and, like, be nice to assholes like me who don't fold this shit properly that they probably spent all morning doing. And they have to walk around and they have to refold everything. And then they say, sir, can I help you? Yeah, I'm looking for a, oh, I don't think we have it in your size. Oh, well, this is fucking ridiculous. And then you have to deal with that shit, right? So people who work retail, you guys are the real MVP, as the internet would say, right? You guys are special. But people who work on Black Friday, how does anyone even work on Black Friday? You know, I would never work. I would quit my job before I worked retail on Black Friday. If you work retail on Black Friday, my God, you are brave. You are, you know, just a courageous, just a bunch of adjectives that, you know, revolve around being brave. You guys are all of those. I would never, because you have to deal with psychos. Fucking grown-ass women sprinting down the aisles trying to buy a bag of fucking peanuts because they're a dollar. Cereals half off! Grab all the Lucky Charms! That's actually probably where I would go first if I was like a Black Friday shopper. I'd be like, yo, we got cereals half off? Just stock up on Cap'n Crunch and Frosted Flakes. And, Trix. What else is a good cereal? Cookie Crisp. My God. Cookie Crisp is a joke. It's cookies with more sugar in them, but small. And we sell it to kids. And then we go, why is everyone fat? Because they're eating Cookie Crisp and not fucking going outside. It's like, dude, you want to shoot hoops? No, I'm going to shoot hoops on my app. I just flick my finger and it shoots the shots for me. I'm not going to go outside and exercise. That sucks. I'd rather stay inside and create a Twitter account called Queen Bee's Cunt and fucking yell at Joe for saying he doesn't like her music. That's what people would rather do. Make a Twitter account, a fan account, or a troll account, like they like to call it. A troll account. A troll account? An account just so you could shit on people anonymously? You are a bitch, and I hate you, and I hope that life punches you in the face, and I hope you get punched in the face in real life. That's what I hope. Honestly, I do. I mean that hard. I do. So I think I'm done talking to myself right now. My friend Ralph's coming over. We're going to jam out a little bit because I got a keyboard, and I started playing piano again. I played when I was like 7. I got lessons for, I don't know, like 6 months or something like that. I don't even remember. But, and then I stopped doing it. And then recently, me and my brother, we bought a keyboard. And, yeah, I've been playing that ever since. And we kind of jam out on Mondays because this kid's filthy on guitar. And, yeah, it's just fun. Try to post it on Instagram. Post some videos on Instagram, me playing the piano. By the way, if you guys are into sports, I have a sports podcast with 3 of my other friends. It's called Veterans Minimum. It's basically what I'm doing here, but sports. We're fucking just talking shit about whoever. But yeah, so if you like sports, go check it out. That podcast, it's called Veterans Minimum. And yeah, it should pop up if you just search that. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. How long is this thing? How long is it? They're getting shorter. 32 minutes, that's not bad. You know, quickies, guys. 30 minutes, that's all you need. You know how hard it is to talk to yourself for this fucking long? It's ridiculous. Jesus. How? I don't know. 32 minutes of me talking to myself. I'm losing my mind. Anyway, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Joe Santagato. Everything I have is Joe Santagato. Snapchat, Instagram, fucking Foursquare. I don't even know what the fuck that... I don't even know what that is. What is Foursquare? I don't know. It sounds like an arts and crafts store, honestly. Like Michael's. So that's all, yeah. Be a new video out tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will tell you that people seem to like these videos, and I'm kind of excited to do it. So that's going to happen. But yeah, that's all for this week's fucking Basement Yard episode. As always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.